Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jack Thomason, who is the HGTV house planner. And we're in Denver at the old Stapleton site at this year's HGTV Green Home. Jack, how you doing?
Doing great today, Kip. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for being with me. Good to be here. This is the fourth Green Home, right?
Yes, this is our fourth HGTV Green Home, the first one in the western part of our country. As you mentioned, we're here in Denver, Colorado, in a community called Stapleton. Stapleton was a great find for this project because, in essence, it's a recycled community. It was once an airport, and now it's this thriving community, home to over 10,000 people. And it was a perfect place for us to put this year's HGTV Green Home.
You know, every year you're the person who goes out and finds these sites. How did you find the site?
It's a tough job. I love looking for the sites each year, and I spend a lot of time online doing research. I have a lot of contacts out in the field who I rely on, but it all really boils down to targeting a certain area, ultimately getting in my car and driving to really feel what an area feels like, narrowing down the field until I find that one location.
Well, and this house features shawl floors, and we'll get to that in a minute. But I wanted to ask you a couple other questions first. Tell me, what makes this house green?
You know, this house is as green as we can make a house. The house has solar panels that supply almost 75% of the house's energy needs. We have tankless water heaters that help with both energy savings and water savings. Really, I try to address the main hallmarks of green: water conservation, energy efficiency, clean indoor air quality, and try to look at those and how they can relate to almost every product selection we make for this house, including the floors from Shaw. We have their Epic hardwood floors, which have recycled content. We have their Anso nylon carpets in this house, which are made from recycled nylon and are recyclable. We have Shaw tile throughout the house. But all of these come together to help us make this house what this year was an overachiever, a house that achieved platinum LEED certification, the highest LEED rating you can get, an extremely low HERS score, which is a home energy rating, which is a huge accomplishment that proved this house is 60% more energy efficient than a similar house of its size. And the entire house is Energy Star rated.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to maybe elaborate on that HERS rating, because you were telling us that relative to other homes, this home is just off the charts when it comes to efficiency, right?
Right. HERS is a system that has, it's a five-star rating system, and you can achieve one star by having a HERS rating of 500 or less. But it's actually the lower number that's the better number. And once you get to 70 points, you actually have a five-star rating. And this house achieved a 38, which is around half of what it would have taken to achieve that five-star level. So it was an extremely big accomplishment. And again, that HERS score tells you that the house is highly energy efficient. I mean, I think as we look to the future and we look to housing prices and projections on how home sales, people are really going to start respecting what a HERS score means, because it really equates to savings on a monthly basis.
Give us just the specs on this house as far as square footage, bedrooms, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the house is 2,400 square feet. It's three bedrooms, two and a half baths on two levels. The bedrooms are upstairs. The main living areas are downstairs. It's an extremely livable house, really well thought out space planning, and some really creative spaces. We have a room, for example, we call our do room, which is kind of a multi-function room that has beautiful paneling when you walk in, not realizing that it has all these kind of hidden spaces behind the panels, where we have it outfitted for like a craft station and a gift wrap station, the washer and dryers hidden behind the panels. But if you suddenly have guests come over, you can literally close these panels and you just simply have a beautiful room. And so it's a kind of a fun, creative space.
Yeah, actually, you've done a good job of hiding the television in the living room, and you've hidden the washer and dryer. And back to that multi-purpose room, I think we're seeing a lot more of that as we start talking about houses maybe being a little smaller, because there's a room that serves as a laundry room, but also serves as a sewing room, as a crafts room, as a filing room. It's a multi-purpose, almost like a little Swiss Army knife in the house, right?
Exactly. Even as a living room, it's got two nice, comfortable chairs there. I think it's smart as we plan smaller spaces to give them greater function, and we've really tried to do that in this house.
One thing I noticed, you know, since you are a TV show, I mean, this house has got to be green because that's the theme of the house, but it's also got to be beautiful. You're going to show this. One of the things that catches my eye is the way it's decorated. Most people know 70% of all carpet sold is beige, but you didn't use any beige carpet in here. I mean, this is a gorgeous house.
I'm so glad you feel that way, because that's a real big part of our mission, because we don't want people to think that they have to sacrifice style by going green. We wanted this house to be an example to those who like living in a home that's well decorated and very livable, but that's also eco-friendly. In fact, this house is kind of surprisingly eco-friendly, because when you first walk in the front door, all you really notice and all the feedback that we're getting is it's simply a beautiful house, a house that anyone would want to live in, and you don't even necessarily realize that it's as eco-friendly as it is. It's a really nice bonus and a nice surprise when you learn about all the green features and how much this house contributes to a healthier way of life.
One of the things that I think is pretty neat is the art that you've picked in here is it's local art, and the whole architecture is prairie, because we're out here at the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. So you've really tied this thing so it fits well in the area it's in, right?
Thanks. Another goal of ours is to make the house really look like it belongs here, because I would never want to do a house where people would point to it and say, yeah, that was that HGTV thing over there. You know, I really want a house that the locals feel represents them. And so we really do our homework in studying local architecture and trying to design a house architecturally that fits into the region. And then when it comes to the interiors, we do a lot of local shopping, and we've had a great time here in the Denver area finding the home furnishings, finding the artwork all from local artists. And I love especially getting feedback from people here in Denver who walk into the house and say the house really feels like it works here.
All right, so they're going to give this house away. It's about another month or so before they actually figure out who's been doing this entry. People get on the internet, they go to HGTV Green Home, and they can register, I think, once a day, right?
Right, you can register once a day between now and June 6th, and you can enter once a day at hgtv.com and once a day at frontdoor.com this year. So there are two places you can enter each day. And what's the most amazing thing is that everything you see is part of the grand prize for this year's HGTV Green Home Giveaway. The house, the furnishings, the accessories, the artwork, $100,000 cash, and a new GMC Terrain. It's an incredible prize package that someone who takes the time to enter to win has a chance.
So what's the total value of that package, do you think?
Yeah, the total value is over $700,000, and again, it's all part of one grand prize. I'm with the winner every year, and it's so amazing to me when I hear their story. Of course, it's a completely random drawing. There's no cost to enter. There's no criteria. But to be with that person who has won, and I'm to hear that in some cases they've entered one time or entered multiple times, but it just takes that one entry to win.
Now, Jack, you do the Green Home, you do the HGTV Dream Home, and you do, I think there's an urban home you do too, right?
Right. I do three projects for HGTV. The HGTV Dream Home, which is now 15 years old. This HGTV Green Home project, which is now 4 years old, going on year 5. And our newest project, which is called HGTV Urban Oasis.
Thanks again for being with us. Again, we've been talking to Jack Thomason from Denver, Colorado, at the HGTV Green Home. And you've been listening to Kemphar and Floridelli.net.